I'm Mike Johnson, and I'm here with my friend Kyle Getz.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, it's Monday.
Yep.
It's Kyle's Motivational Monday.
Motivational Monday. It is not only Monday, it is the first of the month.
Rabbit, rabbit.
What's that mean?
I don't know. People say it on the first for some reason.
Oh, great. I support them because this is a positive show instead of asking questions.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
It is the first of
September.
What's that mean?
I don't know. People say it.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. And this is episode 48, 43 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 1st of
September
2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. I'll tell you all about my day and more FUQs.
I'll be alone each and every night while you're away. Don't forget to write. Bye bye, so long, farewell. Bye bye, so long. See you. It's
September.
Logical fallers, Big Fatty. That was a mouthful. It was. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, today is the first of the month, and y'all, in the Southern Hemisphere, it is meteorological spring, first day of spring, and in the Northern Hemisphere, it is a meteorological first day of fall. Big Fatty, can you get up?
September.
Yes, I can. I don't actually fall until we get to the 22th of this month. So y'all, it's the perfect time to run down your fall checklist to prepare. You know, prepare for these falls that you might have. Tighten up your bathtub bars and your throw rugs. You know, you don't need to have throw rugs I believe they call them trip hazards. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. I knew Trip Hazard. He was up there in the upstate, kind of the Nidraba of South Kakalaki. Yes, speaking of Nidraba, yo, worried sick. Worried sick about Patty Bacon.
September. September.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday.
Here, guess it, y'all, today, the what? Of
September
is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, used to live out there in the Tejas, but y'all, I believe he is now out there in the California, and he may be in the San Francisco. Yes, Big Betty. When he was in the Tejas, y'all, he was the official Tejas State Fair fried food correspondent for the BFO. Y'all, he'd go to the Tejas State Fair and offer his culinary advice of the various oddities. Y'all, speaking of various oddities, Mr. Cackle and Mr. K, they went to up there in the Finger Lakes region, state fair. What is that? I guess that's the New York state fair. Y'all, they had some kind of humpity dumplings or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty, I bet there were humpity dumplings later that evening, too. They're probably so. But y'all, he is back on the social medias. I see him on the on the Blue Butterfly. He's always listening to all kinds of music and everything. Y'all, he's just as nice as he could be. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Bjorn. Big Fatty, we love Bjorn and that goose dress that he wore. No, that's Bjork. Oh, never mind. So y'all, if you see Bjorn on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of deep fried, covered in powdered sugar cake on a stick. Yeah, let's put it on a stick, shall we? Oh, yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
Music, it's true, y'all. You just have to have a little change up here every now and then. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see, y'all. After I spoke to you yesterday, I was watching. I think the sports ball game was over. Y'all, speaking of San Francisco, the Atlanta Braves were having to do a makeup game with the Giants. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. From San Francisco, they were flying into Atlanta for one game. I guess it got rained out or something. Yes, Big Fatty. Back in earlier in the season, and so they were playing that Monday night, and then they're off. They're off to, I think it's the Washington, D.C.'s. But I'm not 100% sure about that. Don't quote me on that. No, Big Fatty. Nobody's quoting you on anything. Okay. But then, y'all, recoded the LFC with Veda. Y'all, he was in a very, very dark place. Very dark place. Yes, Big Fatty, he needs to open those curtains. Well, that's part of it. Yes, but, y'all, he was, still in mourning over a Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria, Parton's, passing. And, oh, yes, Big Fatty, just like the morning after you've had Taco Bell and humpity dumplings. Well, probably. But anyway, and y'all, right towards the end of the recording of that, y'all, the NIP stopped by. And y'all, there was an article in the paper about the olden days of the homosexual bars and the different drag queens and all. And I know that the NIP went to this one bar, and he always spoke fondly of a couple of the drag queens that he met there. And so he read that while I finished up the y'all, that is just some cheese and crackers. And so anyway, he probably stayed well over an hour. Y'all, by the time he left, y'all, it was the news had already been on. So y'all, I went back and I watched the recording of that. And, you know, the 60 minutes had already begun, and you know I'm not watching that now. So I just decided, you know, I wasn't really hungry, but I decided I probably should have a little something. So, y'all, I had a couple of bowls of cereal. Y'all, I get the Honey Bunches of Oats, almonds, and the post blueberry morning and mix them together. Y'all, it's a delicious combination. Oh, yes, Big Patty, kind of like a Dairy Queen cone and dipped chocolate. It's true. And so then, y'all, the Big Brother was not coming home until 9 p.m. Y'all, I knew I wasn't gonna be able to stay up till 10 p.m. to watch the whole thing. So I just said, you know what? I'll just watch the recording when I get up on Monday. And so that's what I did. But y'all, I read some more in my book. Y'all, I went to bed early. And y'all, I got over 9 hours sleep on Sunday night. Yes, Big Fatty, let me guess. You slept like a baby. I did. And y'all got up on Monday morning, had my coffee, had my cheese toast, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I started my nipple walking, and then all of a sudden, hey, Big Fatty, well, y'all, you probably guessed it, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery day.
Yes, yes, oh, yes. Yes, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was lovely. It was just like, y'all, it was my construction worker. He sent me a measure. What are you doing, Big Fatty? And I said, chillaxing, Big Fatty, chillaxing. No, I didn't say that. He says, can I come over? I said, yes. And so, y'all, he got here, and I said, well, this is kind of unusual to have you over here during the work day. And he goes, I took the day off. I said, well, thank you for calling. And y'all, when I say it was just lovely, I mean, it was just lovely. Y'all, he enjoys the special chaya as much as anyone. And y'all, we got into a few other things today. Needless to say, Big Fatty's throat, I've got a bit of a sore throat. Big Fatty, were you choking on that? Actually, I was choking on something. But Big Fatty Vulgar. But y'all, he was here almost an hour. And y'all... it was just lovely. Just lovely. And he keeps coming back to Big Fatty, so Big Fatty must be doing something right, because, you know, they ain't much here. But anyway, let's see. After he left, y'all, I sat down and I watched the Sunday night Big Brother. Y'all, it was an interesting episode, y'all, I had kind of given you a preview, and this is based on what I read on the Pocket Big Brother app, y'all, they didn't get as far in the Sunday night show as I told you about. There is an impending, eviction, and then there's going to be a head of household competition and nomination ceremony and power of veto competition and power of veto ceremony. Y'all, that's all going to be on Wednesday night, so y'all, if you haven't already, set your VRCs. And y'all, after that, I laid down for just about an hour or so. And y'all, then I said, no, it is time to get up and go record the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, we've gone into a new season on the follow-up questions. Y'all, today is so-so question number 22, I say chew. And y'all, it's from Miss Macon, and she says, when you are at your events and at Fall Right at Fatty's, do you take it all in? Well, now, Big Fatty wonders, is this a vulgar question? The SSQD redirects any vulgar questions to the Pride 48 Poon Desk on Discord. Miss Macon must realize, as the master of ceremonies, Big Fatty pays the utmost of attention. The master of ceremonies who doesn't pay attention is soon replaced, he says. Now, the desk's follow-up question is, Big Fatty, do you ever play Candy Crush on your phone while you're watching the TV machine? I.e., is watching the TV machine an event? Well, you know, this is an excellent follow-up question. And absolutely, I watch, I play the Candy Crush when I'm watching the TV machine, unless it's something with just kind of cute boys on it. Yes, Big Fatty, always the cute boys, isn't it? Yes, it is. Hey, it's time for Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Y'all, that John in Vermont, he was heading out to Lost Wages, and I asked him to give a report back. And he says, Big Fatty, I hope you are well. The trip to Lost Wages was not a good trip. Mistakes were made, and some beyond my control, like Barry Manilow canceling about an hour and a half before curtain time. However, still not one of my favorite movies. The Wizard of Oz was a fun experience at Sphere. I made it through my fourth time being there without gambling, and the best part of my trip was flying first class for the first time. I know I said this would be my last time out there. I cannot end my trips out there, have my trips out there end on a bad note. Anyway, have a good day, John in Vermont. Well, John, thank you so much for that, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the Wizard of Oz at Sphere experience and first class. Ooh, Big Fatty hoity-toity. It's true. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, juicy. Y'all, I hope you said rabbit. At the beginning of today's little show, those voices are familiar, but they're not from Gayish. Y'all, that was Mike and Kyle, but that was back when they were doing the Daily Show, Have a Nice Gay. Y'all, it ran for less than a year. Big Fatty, and it was about 4 to 7 minutes each day. But anyway, yes, Big Fatty, no one can keep up with your never-ending, and we mean never-ending, little show. Well, anyway, but boys, just out of curiosity, anything special to say on this day?
It is the 1st of
September.
What's that mean? I don't know. People say it.
Oh, yes. We'll be saying it all month long. Your ears will be bleeding by the 30th.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.